This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
As we kick off hour number two of the Monday show, still to come tonight. I don't know how much of this we're going to get to. We sold a bunch of stuff at the top of the show, which is always a mistake as the calls start to roll in. I do want to talk about this Patriot Act home game. A board game devoted to the Patriot Act. It's not. It's sort of in the fashion of Monopoly. It looks like a Monopoly board, but it's not Monopoly. We'll give you the details on that. Plus, some breaking news today, I guess, about... Well, you're going to break... It's news that you're breaking, essentially, Torgo.
There's that. Yeah, I've got some updates on something that we talked about on the show last week.
Right, Isaac Hayes.
Yep.
And Scientology. And some, well, interesting details that have come out.
That's all right, children.
But first, we go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yeah, as a Thetan, I'm really offended by all this Scientology talk.
As a Thetan, you mean?
Sorry.
Is it Thetan or Thetan?
Thetan, I don't know.
So, tomato, tomato, you know?
So you actually are the soul of a dead alien?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know you could touch a phone.
Last week, it all came to me. Anyway, V for Vendetta. I recommend everyone who cares about liberty... And everyone in the world needs to see this movie. It's
really?
Fantastic. It's about a fascist government in the near future in the United Kingdom.
Right.
And about a man who is fighting against it and takes a woman as a like kind of a sidekick. And it's just...
It's getting rave reviews all over the place. LouRockwell.com, HammerOfTruth.com, two major libertarian websites are just raving about this film. V for Vendetta in theaters
now. They're absolutely right, too. It's a movie that, you know, I actually wrote a review on Yahoo about it, saying that it's just everyone in the world needs to see this movie.
Did you read the comic book?
No. I didn't know there was a comic book until the movie came out. I'd never even heard of it.
I just wondered how it fared towards the comic book.
I heard it wasn't very close to the comic book, but it doesn't really matter to me. The movie is just, I mean, it's fantastic.
So you felt pretty good about it. Was there anything in there that was pro-government at all?
No, it was completely just showed the, how, you know, big government completely gone out of control, and to the point where it's just, you know, it's like it was in the Nazi Germany. And
how far removed was the government in this movie from our government today in America?
Just not too far. It's this one's a totalitarian dictatorship to the extreme, as in this one guy who's the
cult of personality
high chancellor is the high chancellor actually rules the nation. There's no...
Man, I really wanted to go see it last night, but I just didn't have the opportunity. I'm hoping to see it by the end of next weekend.
But yeah, probably this Sunday would be a good day to see it, but it's I've been telling everyone that I know that...
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate the recommendation, Matthew. Thanks
Absolutely.
For the call, man. Have a good night.
800-259-9231.
None of us in here have seen it yet.
No,
unfortunately.
But I don't see why we can't go after the show.
What, tonight?
Well, it doesn't have to be tonight.
I still could be, man.
What? Like what?
I gotta
return
do the
emails
archives
and stuff.
Well,
yeah.
You do your archives, you know, and then go to the movie.
We'll see. Maybe in the afternoon. We might have to go catch an afternoon show or something.
Anyway, we'll get to it, and then, of course, we'll talk about it.
It'll be a Free Talk Live matinee party.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to Matt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hey, I actually saw the movie Feeding the Fascism by Aaron Russo. I guess it's going around the country, and it stopped by here in Michigan yesterday, and it was about, like, you know, the IRS and the, like, how it never was legitimately voted in through Congress, and just of how shady this entire tax department is. I mean, they had, like, people who formerly worked for the IRS, like, speaking and, like, once they found out, like, how the real deal was, they stopped paying their taxes, and just how people are being imprisoned for it.
We saw it when it came here to Tampa, and it is on a tour around the country. In fact, you can go to wethepeople.org and get more info. Is it wethepeople.org or givemeliberty.com?
It's wethepeople.org. As a matter of fact, Bob Schultz, I believe, is the guy that, you know, runs the whole deal there.
Right, and I think he actually came and spoke. It was a free showing. You go, you get in for free. They ask for donations, and it's a, just a, it was a fantastic presentation. It had the audience laughing. It had them groaning. It had them angry. There was all kinds of emotions being shown, and it was one of the most responsive audiences that I'd seen in a long time.
I mean, there was even a guy at the theater that I was at that he flew all the way here to from Hawaii just to see it, just to see this particular showing. He would have thought he would have went and saw the one in California, but I don't know. But it was just amazing. Of, I mean,
was there a good turnout? I mean, you're in Michigan. Where are you in Michigan?
I'm from the Detroit area, but it was around University of Michigan where they actually like showed the film.
Right. How was the turnout?
The theater was packed, absolutely packed. I mean, and even after the movie itself, like, I mean, the people were around for at least another hour and a half, like. You know, asking questions, signing up. I guess Aaron Russo, he was supposed to be there yesterday, but they told us that he couldn't be there because he's actually, I guess, talking to a director about, I guess they're trying to get this out in theaters, like, nationwide at some point.
That would probably be a distributor, not a director, but I hope they, I know they're going to the Sundance Film Festival. They're going to be presenting, I think it's Sundance, or maybe it's Cannes, I'm not sure, but one or the other. They're going to a film festival. They're going to be presenting it there. I think some industry people have seen it as of the Hollywood presentation that they had, and I really hope you can get some sort of semi-wide distribution for this, because it really, like V for Vendetta, apparently, this is yet another movie that I think a lot of Americans really need to see. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. So starting out here, movie night on Free Talk Live. You know, how interesting that we have two feature films being released here within just a couple months of one another that are really shockingly pro-liberty.
I'm telling you, the Liberty ball is rolling. It has everything to do with Free Talk Live coming on the air.
Oh, you think so?
Yep.
We're absolutely the catalyst for it all.
That's right. We'll never get credit.
That's okay. I'm fine with that. I don't mind.
Yeah.
We're influencing Hollywood right here from our little studio.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting that you never know who it is that you're going to be influencing by doing libertarian outreach, and that's something that Harry Brown always talked about. And I saw a perfect example of it this weekend. I was doing an outreach booth, working the Libertarian Party outreach booth at the Sarasota County Fair here where we're doing the show from, and I was there all day. I was there from noon to 10. So 10 hours of libertarian outreach. But one of my discoveries, I guess you could say, actually came and worked at the booth. His name's Neil. He listens to the show. He's an amplifier. And apparently I was responsible for discovering him 5 years earlier at that same booth at the county fair back when he was in eighth grade. Now he's in college, and he started his own libertarian group at the University of Florida. He's just turned into just a superstar libertarian activist, and you know, it kind of warmed my heart a little bit to know
Did he hug you and play music like in a United Way commercial?
No, I'm sorry. That didn't occur. But nonetheless, it made me feel nice to know that if I hadn't been there 5 years ago at the fair doing that booth, maybe he never would have come across the libertarian movement.
Quite possible.
So you never really know whose lives you're going to affect. And so, you know, if we don't get credit for the revolution, that's fine. As long as it happens, I think that's the most important part.
I'm here. I'm all for it.
As long as we can get this government back down, cut it back down to size, cut it back down to constitutional limits, just as long as maybe we can make a little bit of money at it while we're in the process.
That's the part I'm here for.
And some people come down on us for it, man, some people, the more academic types in this movement, they sort of come down on us for trying to, profit from the liberty movement.
They're Polish. Never mind, go on.
No, well, tell me about it. What do you hate?
No, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
They're foolish because nothing gets done without a profit motive.
Not as much, that's for darn sure.
I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen unless there's profits to be made. And a radio show needs to make money so that people can do it full time.
Somebody should profit from the coming revolution. Why shouldn't it be us? 800, by the way, we're not profiting yet. It's been 4 years, 3.5 years we've been doing this show, and still waiting for that. 800-259-9231, but at least we got a whole bunch of listeners now and the callers rolling in. 800-259-9231, you bring up anything. Coming up, Patriot Act board game. We'll tell you all about it and more. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. That's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And man with you.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams available, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free, so take advantage of them at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. I was really pleased. I was working in a libertarian outreach booth yesterday, and I was pretty shocked at how many people were actually aware of the Free State Project already. I mean, people, not only just libertarians that came up to the booth, but even a few people that were just sort of political people, not really libertarian necessarily, but political people just were sort of aware of the Free State Project. They knew what it was
about. My bumper sticker.
You know what? You're probably right about that. All right.
It could be that tattoo on my face.
All right, so let's go to this Patriot Act game. I stumbled across this over the weekend, and it's pretty brilliant. From the Associated Press, in this send-up of Monopoly, players don't pass go, and they don't go directly to jail. They go to Guantanamo Bay. Instead of losing cash for landing on certain squares, they lose civil liberties. And the Mr. Monopoly character at the center of the board has been replaced by a scowling former Attorney General, John Ashcroft. Patriot
wow.
Act, yes, it's good stuff. Patriot Act, the home version, pokes fun at the historic abuse of governmental powers by the recently renewed anti-terrorism law, according to the creator's website. While it may be fun, creator Michael Kabish, the graphic artist and Arab civil rights advocate, is serious about how he feels the law has curtailed Americans' freedoms. And he should be. The object of the game is not to amass the most money or real estate, but to be the last player on the board to retain his civil liberties. Says, I've had people call to complain that when they play, nobody wins. They say, we're all in Guantanamo and nobody has any civil liberties left. He says, yeah, that's the point. The real Patriot Act, of course, as you know, has totally destroyed our civil liberties in this country. The government is defending the law as a vital tool that has helped prevent several terrorist attacks. Well, Mr. Kabash decided to keep Ashcroft as the visual focus of the game because he's sort of the icon that people associate with the Patriot Act. In a nod to President Bush's pre-war comments, the Go space has been renamed Bring It On. Players roll the dice to determine how many civil liberties that they start out with, accumulating them from a variety of categories. U.S. citizens get 5, non-citizens 1, whites and Asians 5, Arabs 1, ultra-right-wingers get 6, Democrats either get 3 or 4. Instead of landing on, say, Oriental Avenue, players land on color-coded spaces corresponding to the National Terror Alert.
I'm on magenta.
A player,
code chartreuse.
A player,
what does that mean, terrorist alien?
A player who lands on a red space loses one civil liberty, as does anyone else within 5 spaces. A player who lands on an orange space gets to designate another player to lose one civil liberty. Chance cards have now become Homeland Security cards, with orders such as, FBI wants you for questioning, lose one turn. Or, you provide the local authorities with speculative information on your next-door neighbor. Collect one civil liberty from each player.
Oh, gosh.
Get extra liberties from ratting everybody else out.
Oh.
Kabash has created a full new board. He's created full board sets, but he's also distributing the game for free over the internet with a game board and playing cards all printable. I think that's really cool of him to do, putting it online. More than 2,000 copies have been downloaded since he put the game out back in 2000.
Well, if people really like it, they're going to go buy the real game.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
I think it's a neat idea, and of course, we'll put the link to this article up on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. The article does contain links to his actual website, so you could go and download the game yourself. It's pretty neat. Pretty neat idea.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, you don't know if it's fun. We haven't actually played
it. Sounds like fun just listening to it.
It sounds like fun. We're all in Guantanamo Bay, and we don't have any civil liberties. You know, once someone lands on what would be the go-to-jail space, in this case, it's the, you know,
go to Guantanamo.
Get taken to Guantanamo in the middle of the night space.
Club Gitmo.
Exactly. What should happen is one person should hide your game piece from the rest of the players, so that way they, you know, can't avow where you're currently located. And then during the time that you're stuck in Guantanamo Bay, on their turn, all of the other players can either choose to take a turn or they can do something painful to you. I think that would work. Just torture the people there.
That's, I don't know if I want to play that version.
I think the game should come with, you know, sacks to put over your head, stuff like that.
Nipple clamps.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, let's go to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're taking control of the airways on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys, that game sounds pretty fun. I'm just wondering how until Milton Bradley sues him for patent infringement.
I don't know if you can sue somebody for patent infringement for using their game as an inspiration. There have been Monopoly-esque games being put out for a long, long time.
Is it public domain now?
No, it's not public domain. All of those games like Floridopoly and, you know, all of that stuff, they all do pay a small licensing fee.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you have a board that even resembles Monopoly, do you think that would... because he's changed everything in this game with the exception of the actual look of the board.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, Eric, what else is on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about patent infringements. I sent you an email. Unfortunately, it was a New York Times article, and they've already hidden it, so you can't get to it anymore.
Okay.
But it was written by Michael Crichton of Jurassic Park fame.
I actually have this article. I'll pull it up here while you're talking.
Oh, sweet. So basically, he just goes into just exactly how ridiculous patent law has gotten. For example, it hasn't been done yet, but he starts off saying the Earth revolves around the sun, the speed of light is constant, apples fall to Earth because of gravity. All these things are facts, and you know you should never be able to patent them. But then he gets down there, he gets one that I don't quite understand, but elevated homocysteine is linked to heart disease. Well, apparently that's a fact, but somebody's patented it, and they actually have sued to protect it.
Hmm.
And it's just a scientific
fact. Yeah, I took a look at that article, and if, as I understood it right, the people that patented that particular fact, it was a fact and then a medical recommendation after that. And the people that patented that have said that, well, if you give out this fact followed by a certain medical recommendation, then you violated our patent and we're going to sue you.
Well, here it is, actually. Here's the fact. Elevated homocysteine is linked to B12 deficiency, so doctors should test homocysteine levels to see whether the patient needs vitamins. Now, a corporation has patented that fact and demands a royalty for its use. Anyone who makes that fact public, which would be me right now, and encourages doctors to test for the condition and treat it, can be sued for royalty fees. Any doctor who reads a patient's test results and thinks of vitamin deficiency infringes on that patent.
Wow.
A federal circuit court actually
said that.
A federal circuit court held that thinking of checking for vitamin deficiency violates that patent.
Yeah. Eric, your comments on this?
It just seems like a new level of ridiculousness. Now, I'm curious, and I wanted to ask you how you see patent rights and copyrights working under a libertarian society. Because I do see a need for businesses to protect their inventions, but it seems to me like you have to have prior art, a product on the marketplace before you can even think about protecting it.
I think that what you would see is if the government patent office disappeared tomorrow, I think that there would be certain market mechanisms that will spring up to allow businesses to better protect themselves. And we'll talk about it more. Eric, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about a world with no patents. Coming up, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. You can visit the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. With over 1,000 of our listeners plotted themselves with digital pushpins on our international map of listenership, just go to map.freetalklive.com and you can add yourself. We're talking about patents and how, well, frankly insane they are. They are actually getting to the point of restricting our freedom to be healthy individuals. Torgo, we've got an article from, of all people, Michael Crichton, the famous author, author of Jurassic Park and a variety of other books. He wrote something, I believe it was for the Wall Street Journal, or actually the New York Times.
Yeah, New York Times.
Talking about how patents have really just gone off the deep end.
Oh, they have.
And, Torgo, you had a couple more examples before we get into a kind of a discussion of getting rid of patents. What else are they doing with these patents these days?
Right. Now, initially, the example that was given before the break was that a higher level of homocysteine in your system means that you need vitamins.
Okay.
And someone has patented tracing homocysteine levels to the amount of vitamins in your system, and anyone who prescribes vitamins based on elevated homocysteine is violating the patent that Metabolite has. Now, here's another one. I'm sure everyone has heard of the human genome. It's been, you know, I mean, everybody's heard it mentioned in passing in the news or whatever.
Right.
It's basically the structure of what it is that makes your genetic structure, what it is that makes you a person.
Yeah.
Now, every person has the genome. Otherwise,
you wouldn't be a person.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a dog genome otherwise.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that that would be patentable.
But?
However, 20%, one-fifth of the human genome structure is now privately owned. That's
wow.
Right. The gene for diabetes is owned.
Do I have to give it back?
No. But if you want
to pay royalties?
No, but if someone's going to research a cure, they have to pay royalties in order to be able to do anything with that genome.
Oh, my goodness.
In order to do any work regarding the gene for diabetes, they have to pay royalties.
A licensing fee. That's like somebody patenting dirt and making gardeners pay to use it.
Outrageous. Now, wait a minute. Now, when you patent something, can you charge whatever you want for the licensing fees? I would think that you could, right?
Yeah, if you patent something, you don't even have to license it if you don't want to.
You just say, nope, it's mine.
Yeah,
sorry,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, the patent system is definitely broken.
There's a company called Acacia that owns a patent for streaming audio and video content over the internet via HTTP.
Okay.
They own that patent. So what we're doing right now technically violates Acacia's patent. If they wanted to, they could charge us royalties for the live stream that we have on our website.
Well, do they do it to anybody?
Right now, what they're doing is they got that patent specifically so they could target porn companies.
I see.
So that way, because no judge is really going to rule in the favor of a porn company.
Right.
So that way they can then have legal precedent set where they can go after larger companies, larger legitimate companies.
Yeah, you get about...
Acacia's a horrible, horrible company. I hate them.
Oh, my goodness.
You get a few porn companies under your belt, and then you can go after the ones that are really streaming.
Right, exactly.
Wow. All right, so patents, the original intention of the patent system was to protect inventors. That was the intention. Now, as we know on Free Talk Live, government programs that have good intentions usually stray far from their intentions, especially in their results. I mean, the war on drugs, hey, good intention. We wanted to stop people from doing drugs. That's supposed to be a good intention. Well, as a result, we now have more drugs on the streets, and they're more dangerous, and there's violence as a result of it, and it's just a terrible situation. Well, now we've got the patent office, which has just grown and morphed, and now anybody can patent virtually anything. I think that the peanut butter sandwich has been patented.
The crustless peanut butter.
Crustless peanut butter sandwich.
Right. What? Absolutely.
Right. So apparently you can't patent general long-standing things like the sandwich, but if you make a radical change, like pulling the crust off, all of a sudden it becomes patentable for some reason. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy things that they approve for patents, because really it's just a bunch of government bureaucrats looking to collect money, right? I mean, when you send something in to be patented, they're probably likely to approve it so long as it doesn't infringe upon another patent.
I'm sure that you have to send your money with the item, and they get it whether you're approved or not.
Perhaps.
Right.
That's a good point. An application fee.
There is an application fee, and then there's a registration fee once the application is approved.
Typical.
You know, it's clear the patent system's broke, but he asked about intellectual property, and there's a few more facets of that.
Well, let's talk about getting rid of patents first off.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think anybody here disagrees with just getting rid of patents, do we? Do we disagree on that?
I think that it's broken, and I would like to see some alternatives. I don't have any hard, fast ideas, and I don't like the idea of just completely getting rid of them.
Well, the reason why you don't like it is because competition's scary, isn't it, Manwich? I mean, if you're trying to imagine yourself as someone coming up with a product and having someone else borrow that idea and come up with a very similar product and releasing it very shortly after you released yours. Well, the idea with the patent system is you get a certain period of time where you own exclusive rights to that idea. Mm-hmm. And then after that time passes, the patent dissolves and then it's open market and anybody can play on that. Well, why is it that 10 years is more appropriate than 15 years is more appropriate than 5 years? I mean, who makes these decisions? And what would be wrong with 5 minutes, necessarily? I mean, I just think that if we got rid of patents, the marketplace would become ultra-competitive, and therefore prices would drop, more products would be on the marketplace, consumers would be happier. Sure, the people producing the products would have maybe a little sweat on their brows from trying to keep up to date with research and development, but you know, I think it'd be a good thing.
You like the idea that a small business person has the opportunity to compete against larger businesses, don't you?
Sure.
Well, I would say that what you would have at that point is you would have the larger businesses crushing any kind of smaller businesses because they never had an opportunity to even get out there and market. I mean, you would agree that the OxyClean didn't have the money to advertise against Tide, so they took a different route.
OxyClean, what is that?
OxyClean has this kind of non-chemical bleach or
how do they advertise? How did they? What was their route?
They used the spokesperson. I can't name him, but
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays.
They went TV. They went made for TV.
They went in 30-minute
infomercials.
And
did they fail? Are they still out there?
No, they're doing pretty good.
I actually have OxyClean at home.
Okay,
actually, I think I'm out, but we use OxyClean at home.
Right.
Well, all I'm saying.
So you're saying they wouldn't have been able to succeed if there was no patent?
Tide would come out with something. The manufacturers of Tide, and I don't know who they are, would come out with something that's like Oxy Nearly Clean or Oxy Cleanse or something like that. Something close, the same formula, and crush them with advertising.
Well, this same thing happens today, Manwich. I mean, a company will release a revolutionary new product, and some other company will come out with a very similar product. Maybe it's not the exact same formula, but maybe they just change a molecule here or there to where they could patent that on their own, and it's darn close. It's pretty much the same thing. It has the same effects, and they get to market it too. I mean, it's that sort of thing does happen, and plus, the other side of this patent situation is patents, which were originally intended to protect inventors, have actually ended up hurting inventors.
Oh, absolutely.
The inventors that get taken by these so-called patent submission corporations.
Like Inventech.
Right.
Oh,
now,
Inventech.
Now, allegedly, we've talked about these guys before. This company, Inventech, do you want to explain how they work, Torgo?
Well, Johnson actually had personal experience with Inventech.
Right.
That's why we were talking about it. They run infomercials where they say, call us if you've got an invention. We'll help you get it patented. We'll help you get it to market. But that's not
exactly... That's a good sales job because inventors don't know what to do. I mean, they've got their invention and they know how to invent, but they don't know anything about marketing. They don't know anything about packaging. And so it's a tasty idea and they go for it. We'll tell you what happens when you go for it with one of these invention submission corporations coming up and how it is that they're using patent law to hurt inventors. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Dorgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you have all kinds of neat stuff, and it's all for free. In fact, if you want to support Free Talk Live, well, go shopping with us. We've got our partnership with Amazon. It is the largest internet retailer. I'm sure you've heard of them. They sell books and DVDs and furniture and baby stuff and sporting goods and camping supplies and everything you can possibly think of. But you can buy them through our website by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. It'll take you over to Amazon's main site, and anything you purchase at that point, we get a percentage of. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com if you want to support Free Talk Live. If you're going to do the shopping anyways, you might as well shop through us. amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about patents. We were talking about this... Well, the situation where the patent deal in America has gone totally out of control. People have gone so far as to patent the human genome. They've patented diabetes. They've patented all kinds of crazy stuff.
The crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Right.
Hepatitis C, that's another one.
All been patented, and so what it's doing is it's...
What are they going to do with it?
Well, now nobody can work on a cure for hepatitis C without paying a licensing fee.
Man, criminal.
If they allow them to work on the cure in the first place.
Oh, that'd be... If you were an evil mastermind, wouldn't it be great to just patent all kinds of diseases and then not allow any cures?
No, that would not be great.
No, I mean, if you were an evil mastermind,
yes,
that would
be great for the mastermind.
That would be a great plan to have.
Yes. So what we're wondering here is, of course, what would the world be like without patents? And I say we need to get rid of them entirely. Manwich, you're pretty scared by that idea. But what I was pointing out was that the patent system, originally intended to protect inventors, has actually ended up being turned against them by groups like, as we were talking about, Inventec, which is a company that markets to inventors. It says, hey, inventors, give us a call. We'll give you a free, a free patent submission package.
Yeah, our free inventor's kit.
Yeah, where you submit your patent to them, and there's a confidentiality agreement where, you know, it sounds legitimate to where they keep your patent on file, they keep it secret, and they help you market it, allegedly. Well, what happens is, when they get your information, they come back to you and say, okay, well, we're going to put together this marketing package for you, but it's going to cost X amount of thousands of dollars. And they try to bilk the inventor out of as much money as they possibly can. And after they bilked him out of as much money as they possibly can, they come back and they say, you know what, we took the product to the trade show, we made this new website for it, and nobody's interested, no distributors are biting on this. Look, man, which we're sorry, but your invention's just not working out. And so then the inventor gets pretty dejected, and he thinks, oh, man, I worked so hard on this.
I spent all my money.
And I just spent thousands of dollars trying to market it. Now I'm totally poor. I've got nothing left. Well, then the company says, well, wait, we have a money-back guarantee. And so the inventor says, well, that's great. Tell me about it. Well, all you have to do is sign this form, and we'll give you all your money back. Well, guess what the form says?
That they get their invention.
That's right. You sign over the invention, they give you the thousands of dollars back, the inventor gets to keep his money, but he loses his invention. And so then the Patent Submission Corporation owns that patent for that invention. Whether they'll make money off of it in the future is another question, but they just accumulate all these different patents. And that hurts the inventors. So I can't see a way that the patent system could possibly end up preventing them, but let's go to the phones and see what you think. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Bill. What's up?
You know, I'm listening to what you're saying about the patents and, you know, how the process could be evil. And I think, in a way, you're sort of misinterpreting it a little bit.
Really?
I mean, you know, especially things like, you know, the Human Genome Project. Nobody's actually patenting. Nobody actually owns the genes. And, you know, people are completely free to work on, you know, some kind of cure for hepatitis C if they want to.
Well, then why did someone patent hepatitis C?
Did they patent hepatitis C, or did they patent the gene sequence for hepatitis C? That's the difference. And the whole thing is what they're saying is, we went through all of this work. We slaved away for hours and hours and hours and did all the work, you know, special technical, you know, highly skilled work that it takes in order to find out, what is hepatitis C made of? You know, what are all of, you know, the
genetic... Well, what's the point of patenting that?
Because if somebody else wants to use that information to do some sort of work with it, you know, they don't just get it for free. They would have had to done that work in order to start using, profiting from knowing what that sequence was. And so kind of the deal is, instead of saying, hey, we've got this secret formula that, you know, you can help work on hepatitis C research with, we're going to make a deal. We're going to patent it, and in return for that, for us doing all the work trying to, you know, determining what this sequence was, you're going to be able to use it as a tool for your research.
Bill, when does it stop, though?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not a patent lawyer. I'm not an expert. I'm just kind of trying to.
I know that,
you know,
stuff. Hold on just a second. I know that in copyright situation, you know, that My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean, the song is not copyrighted, whereas Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is. So if I want to sing on the radio My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean, I don't have to pay a royalty, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, somebody gets a big. So at what point, and Rudolph will probably remain copyrighted from now until the end of time with our copyright laws the way they are, because, you know, nobody's going to want to let a single penny slide by. So when does this end?
Well, I mean, I think you're sort of confusing whether or not we should have patents with how much money should the government spend pursuing people who violate patents. if patents were sort of a voluntarily funded thing.
But I don't know if the government's the one expending the money. Wouldn't you have to bring the suit? If you own the patent and you found a violation of it, wouldn't you have to bring the suit?
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying, is you'd have a limited amount of funds and resources in order to try and track people down.
I suppose it depends on who you are. Bill, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We got a lot of people that want to comment on patents. Be patient. We will get to you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. The BBS, as we call it, bbs.freetalklive.com. Hey, Torgo, that thread that we were looking at during the break, what forum is that under?
That would be under the general forum. It's currently the top, the most recently posted in the general forum.
I don't even know I don't even know what to say about it. You never know what you're going to come across on the Free Talk Live BBS. It is not a place for children.
That's very true.
You could come across very interesting things if you go into the general forum right now, the Free Talk Live .com BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Just run across somebody who might be starting a new fad.
Yeah, involving silicon and genitalia. That's all I think we can say at this
point.
All right, so to the phones we return. Let's go to Dave. No, Dave's not there. Luke in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. What's up, Luke?
Hey, not much.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, by the way, you guys were talking about songs that are copyrighted.
And did you guys know that actually Happy Birthday is copyrighted and you are required to pay a $2 royalty for...
This is the reason that chain restaurants won't sing Happy Birthday to you. They sing some kind of weird version, you know, birthday song. Happy Birthday or something, you know.
I didn't know it applied to non-broadcast
situations. Yeah, any public performance of the song.
Huh.
Well, now wait, does that count as public if you're in a private establishment? I suppose it does because the public's allowed in.
Right, it counts as part of the dinner entertainment.
So if I'm singing Happy Birthday at somebody's private birthday party in their house, then it doesn't count.
No, but if you go to a restaurant and they're singing as part of the dinner and meal that you're paying for, then...
What if it's a private club?
I guess that would be okay then, because as long as the public's not allowed in?
I guess.
Just make everybody a member of, you know, your restaurant and... say it's private.
Do you have your Bennigan's membership card?
You could. All right, Luke, what else is on your mind?
The question I would ask people who support patents and, you know, intellectual property in general, and I'm sort of on the fence on this issue, but my question is, how on earth can you support intellectual property and at the same time support free trade? Because the Chinese, for instance, have no regard for our intellectual property rights.
Gotta love them. I really love good rip-off Chinese products.
Well, now, I think that companies can decide whether or not they want to deal with China.
Oh, absolutely, but...
No, he's saying how could you import those products?
Right.
If you support free trade, you can't support patents. Great point, Luke. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
First time caller. I want to bring up a few items. A few years ago, Orrin Hatch and one of the super liberal congresswomen that's no longer in office from Colorado, they tried to pass a bill that basically would have made any patent that you applied for open, so anybody can go in there and look at it and copy it and stuff like that before it was even basically decided on whether or not it was it deserved a patent. So, I mean, Russia or China or whatever could have got in there and basically made it.
Well, now, even after the patent is granted, I thought one of the other purposes of patents was to share the information because you can go and get patents.
Right, but this was before it's even been granted.
I see. So it would let somebody else jump to the punch and get the patent first. Great call, Don. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we're going to talk about... Well, we're under attack by another radio show. We'll tell you about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you...